tingling right in my palm. And they had to have that canal to drain that water right now. Well, that's what we call a canal going to the room, I think.
What do you call ground when it goes up?
Ground going up?
What's
well,
we
call it hilly ground.
And what if it's higher than?
Higher than a hill? Well, it'd be a mountain. You can have mountains and hills.
Would you have a different name if there's just one hill? It's not hilly, it's just one thing sitting out there? Or would it still just be a hill?
Be a hill, far as I know. Hills and the valleys.
What do you call the thing you open the door with?
These springs?
No, the handle part.
Oh, then the... knobs.
You ever hear anybody?
Door knob. See, door knob and lock, door lock, door knob onto it, open it. That there's got two locks on it. It's got a hand lock above that lock up there, see that? That there's a night latch, you call it.
You ever hear anybody call a hill a knob?
Never heard it called nothing but a hill in the valley, the hill. You ever heard the old story about the old clay hills of Georgia?
What else do you call a hill?
Well, now, if it came too high, we call it a mound.
What about a valley if it's a real small valley?
Well, the valley, mound. Suppose you had... Now, you've seen them... Well, you get up in Georgia. Well, you get in Camden County, the northwest of Camden County, we call them the sand hills. See, it's sand, the little hills, and they go down in depression. Well, we just call them little sand hills. But they'd be about this high, then they go down a little depression and make another. But it's sand. And I mean to tell you, you get a car into it, you can't get out.
What about the... valleys,
the valley part. What do you call that if you have a small one?
Between two hills.
Oh, let's see. Well, valley.
Like where a creek is cut away. It's not even a valley, it's more like a big ditch.
Ditch, you have ditches. Ditches, that's canal or ditch.
What if a creek had done instead of being man-made? Would you have a name for that?
Well, now water can make them.
What would water make?
Water can make a canal. It can keep cutting. Now, you've been in the mountains, haven't you? And you see where water over the years has cut those trenches through them mountains?
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that water coming down like in the mountains. I don't know how fast it was going, right? I bet you're going 100, 150 miles an hour, you know. Man, that water's going. You couldn't buck it to save your life. It's going so fast, coming down, you know.
What else would water cut besides a trench?
Well, it'd be a valley. You'd have a valley, you know, and a valley. That's what we'd call it, a valley. Cut a valley. Now you take... I've never been to it. I wish I went to it when I was out there. One of Douglas's nephews used to run a kind of a concession place up on the Great Divide, you know, out west.
Yeah.
And they say it's a beautiful sight, but it's way down there, thousands of feet, but you can look down in it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they say water cut that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, and I think the Colorado River.